I trow that to a nurse in this case it had been hard this Ruth for to see. Well might a mother then have cried, alas, but natheless so sad steadfast was she that she endured all adversity. And to the sergeant meekly she said, have here again your little young maid. Go now, quod she, and do my lord's behest. But one thing will I pray you of your grace, that but my lord forbade you, at the least bury this little body in some place that beasts nor no birds it to race. But he no word will to that purpose say, but took the child and went upon his way. This sergeant came unto his lord again, and of Griselda's words and of her cheer he told him point for point in short and plain, and him presented with his daughter dear. Somewhat this lord had ruth in his manner, but natheless his purpose held he still, as lords do when they will have their will. And bade this sergeant that he privily should this child softly wind and wrap, with all circumstances tenderly, and carry it in a coffer or in a lap, but upon pain his head off for to swap, that no man should know of his intent, not whence he came, nor whither that he went. But at Bologna to his sister dear, that thilke time of panic was countess, he should it take and show her this matter, beseeching her to do her busyness, this child to foster in all gentleness. And whose child that it was, he bade her hide from every wight, for aught that may betide. The sergeant goes, and has fulfilled this thing, but to this marquis now return we. For now goes he full fast imagining if by his wife's cheer he might see, or by her word perceive that she were changed. But he never her could find, but ever in one alike sad and kind. As glad, as humble, as busy in service, and eke in love as she was wont to be, was she to him in every manner wise. Nor of her daughter not a word spoke she. No accident, for no adversity, was seen in her. Never her daughter's name named she, in earnest nor in game.
This ends Disc 7.